Okay, this is something I find to be true for a lot of people. In the absence of information, we jump to the worst conclusions. And we jump to conclusions in different ways. For example, if you don't hear back from a friend one day, you immediately start to believe, oh no, I've done something. They're mad at me. You start filling in their thoughts for them. If you don't hear from somebody, oh, something terrible has happened to them. Or let's say you think you've done poorly at something, like, oh, they think terribly of me now. These people, you start filling it in. It's all cognitive distortion, an irrational way of thinking. And it happens a lot to people who suffer from anxiety or depression or other issues. It can happen to anybody who's stressed out. And so very many of us are. So remind yourself when you start thinking this way that you're jumping to conclusions. Could it be possible? Could it even be possible, ask yourself this, that there are other explanations that make more sense?
Mm-hmm.
Take note when you are predicting that only the worst will happen. And balance that out by thinking sometimes, well, what's the best outcome to this? The very best outcome. And then realize that as unlikely as the very, very, very best outcome is, the very, very, very worst outcome is that unlikely as well. And know that it's probably somewhere in the middle. It's probably something that makes perfect sense. It's nowhere near as bad as you're making it in your head. Don't believe everything you think. Acknowledge that you can't mind read, you can't predict the future, and ask yourself when you start to think this way, am I causing my own suffering right now? And then once you ask yourself that, say, can I stop? Say yes. Yes, I can. And then you can do an activity to distract yourself. You can go outside. You can just do some of our deep breathing where you practice a few minutes, just breathing in your nose, breathing out through your mouth, and focusing on something else. Another really good way to relax when you start getting yourself wound up about these things is progressive muscle relaxation. That's where you tense and relax muscles in different parts of your body. You start with like maybe your toes.
Yeah.
And then your legs, and then your core, and then you just focus on that. All of a sudden, your mind is thinking about something else. You find that you're a little bit more calm, and maybe you can move to a different subject. Because we start to spiral once we start thinking, oh, I know exactly what's going on. Oh, they are so mad at me. Remember, in the absence of information, we often jump to the worst conclusions, and those usually aren't even the correct ones, okay?
You know, you were talking about the conclusions. It's so true, too, with emails. You know, everybody, you take an email that was sent. I've seen this done at a conference, and everybody takes it differently.
Yeah. You read something.
They take it totally differently.
It's all about communication, which is hard to do, and especially in the world of electronic communication. Yeah. People read things in their own inner voice.
Yeah.
They don't hear your voice saying it. Mm-mm. They hear what they're hearing inside. And a lot of times, hey, let's say that Instagram goes down. Let's say an email doesn't go through, and they didn't get that message. And it's like communication will be key. You can calm yourself down, come back to it the next day. Oh, they still didn't respond. Well, maybe I'll send another one. Something could have happened. We have to accept that other things can happen. It's probably not the worst case scenario or the very best case scenario. It's probably somewhere in the middle, but for some reason, we never jump to the good.
Yeah, never jump to the good. So, we're always the bad.
Yeah, don't believe everything you think. Remember to communicate and calm down. It's okay.
Oh, that has been your Minute of Motivation, Miss Josie. We'll post this here in just a few minutes on our podcast. Check that out, WAHR Star 99.1. Download it today. And, of course, we got all the details and listen online at MyStar.com. 99.1.com.